Federal MP Craig Thompson is in trouble again, this time over allegedly plagiarising material which he used in a report he produced about one of his overseas study tours. An investigation by Fairfax newspapers has revealed uncanny similarities between Mr. Thompson's summary of his latest trip to Europe and the US and several speeches given by European bureaucrats. Part of his report appears to have been taken straight from Wikipedia. Adam Harvey reports.
Earlier this year, Craig Thompson took a taxpayer-funded tour of the global financial crisis. He spent 6 weeks in Britain, Ireland, France, Spain and the US, discovering what Australia could learn from the global downturn. The results of his trip were collated into a 33-page report. Fairfax newspapers say that more than two-thirds of this report has been cut and pasted from the internet. Unattributed sources include speeches from IMF and EU bureaucrats, and part of the report seems to have come straight from Wikipedia. Veteran political journalist Mungo McCullum doesn't hold a high opinion of reports like this.
Well, it's widely rumoured that some people do get benefits from them. Whether the country actually gets a lot of benefit is another question. Let's face it, the travel of politicians has always been regarded primarily as a perk. It's one of those things by which they say, well, we're underpaid, we don't get paid enough in wages, so we deserve a few extra trips, and the trips are what we use and we get.
What are some of the examples of some of the more obscure topics that you can remember?
A backbencher in the Howard government took an overseas trip to France, which was obviously one of the more popular destinations, particularly in the European summer. And instead of taking his wife with him, he took his mistress, which was considered to be slightly infra dig in those days. And when she asked him, well, how was he going to justify this, he said he'd write a report on wine and cheese, which he'd experienced in France. Now, they do have to write reports, and this one did emerge, and obviously it was very informative on the more expensive wines and cheeses of southern France, but whether this was to the Australian taxpayers' advantage is, again, rather a moot point.
It could be of great use to other MPs planning future overseas study trips, though.
Well, that is true, and that is, of course, one of the advantages of the overseas trip. It searches out the best of the wines and the restaurants, the best of the hotels, the tourist attractions.
What happens when politicians return from their trips? I mean, this one took months for Craig Thompson to finally submit. Do you think they're thrown into a cardboard box in a back room of the parliamentary library?
Well, that's the optimistic thought, I'm afraid. And the more obvious one is that they're just discarded altogether.
Political commentator and author Mungo McCullum speaking there with Adam Harvey.